Good morning and welcome to the Friday Morning Sports Show. You're listening to WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot. I'm Mikey.
I'm David.
I'm Sam.
And today we are joined by a very special guest. Please welcome our athletic director, Mr. Schrattweiser. Schratt, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you doing?
Pleasure to be here, guys. Pleasure to be here. Great start to the year.
Awesome. So we're super excited for Port Athletics this year. We're going to start off with the big news on campus. This year, lead them up. It's a new addition to the Schreiber campus. We had Adam Bradley come last week to talk to the teams. So, Mr. Schrattweiser, just a question. What factors played into your decision to bring him in and inspire the teams?
Yeah, so Adam has been working with a few of our teams for quite a while. So he's been working with the softball team through Coach Sutz and the boys basketball team through Coach Dooley. They introduced me to him about 2 years ago, and then I got to know him kind of last year, which was kind of factored into my decision to like try to roll this out campus-wide to all of our teams. I'm just really, really impressed by Adam every time I hear him. Like, the guy is, he's inspiring. I think what he talks about is so relevant. I think the program is very, very smart in the fact that he doesn't try to talk over anyone. He talks to you guys. He uses like very like teen-friendly language. I think all the topics are super relevant to what's going on in today's like landscape of sports. And we're really excited to see some growth and some development in all of our student athletes with the program to lead them up.
So me and Mikey are on cross country together. And when we were in that meeting, I couldn't help but notice how when he asked us about the teammates and each one and how he described each one, I enjoyed it because it kind of helped us figure out how to be a green teammate for ourselves, because each team is different. You know, cross countries can be different than football and different than tennis and volleyball. So I thought it was very individualized, but also good for every athlete because everyone needs motivation and people pushing each other and helping each other lift people up.
Yeah, so what I think is special about the program is it kind of like what you were saying, it internalizes and makes you think about like how you are as a teammate, right? In addition to like the people that are around you, all of that's about developing a team to go after a goal. So sometimes coaches, not necessarily here, but like in general, will not want to partake in this program because they're so obsessed with like, hey, we need practice time to go over these skills and these strategies, and they miss the point that developing a team and talking about all of those things is just as important as like learning how to kick a soccer ball into a goal. So yeah, we had the campus day. It went really, really well. He's going to be working with our teams throughout the season. We're setting something up for October to do a virtual session with all the teams. And then he's going to come back in November to work with our winter teams. He's going to come back in March to work with our spring teams. So a lot of, we'll be seeing Adam around here. He was up on campus the other day, checking in some games. We're really, really proud to be a part of that. And this is like a nationwide international program. He was in Mexico working with people. He worked with the Houston Texans organization. He works with colleges. He works with, I think it's Washington University women's basketball. So he was like virtually, you know, zooming in with them after he was here the other night, catching some soccer games. We're proud to be a part of it. It's awesome.
No, absolutely. I think it's extremely important from a young age for these athletes to learn these skills, whether they're going to kind of move on to the next level in college or just life lessons. I think it's awesome that you're bringing these people in. And then kind of segueing into boys football, obviously a massive underdog victory at Freeport last week, 40-36. A bunch of the guys playing well, John McCarthy and Luke Meyer. Stroud, what are your thoughts on this, and what can you expect from the team moving forward?
It was amazing. It was one of the most incredible football games, high school football games, college, NFL, like I just something that I've been a part of. It was wild. It was back and forth the whole game. Like every time we would score, Freeport would come back. Freeport has some incredible athletes. They had a kid that like I think he returned like two kicks for touchdowns. I think he caught like a 70-yard touchdown pass. Like unbelievable athletes. So for us to keep coming back and back and back, and then they would come back and we would come back, it just shows like, you know, we face adversity. I said this to the team the night before the game, is like, things aren't going to always go your way in sports, especially football. So like when you face a little adversity, are you going to like go to the sideline and you're going to hang your head, or are you going to pack it in, or are you going to pick your chin up and you're going to say next play and go out there? And that's exactly what the team did. The fourth quarter was unbelievable. We held the ball for like the last like 7 minutes of the game. We went for it on 4th and 2 from our own 12-yard line. Like, no one in football goes for it on their own 12-yard line. We did. and then the muffed fumble, like the muffed snap at the end of the game, 2 seconds left on the clock. The time would have just run out. Every other football team was just, like, late on the ball. John picks it up and runs it in. We got a lot of love from other coaches. We got a lot of love from other athletic directors. Like, Newsday gave us some love. A lot of, like, media outlets gave us love. So we're very proud of the boys on how they did, and they're back at it tonight.
Yeah, obviously a very heads-up play by McCarthy, and I'm sure the vibes over there were amazing. Great underdog victory. Yeah. Just in the sake of time, we're going to go to the next team. We're going to jump to girls tennis. I mean, what a dominant program at Shriver for the past years. They've had, you know, recruits, and they've just been so dominant. They went to states last year. Dasha Perfeliev committed to Stony Brook. She's having a great season. Ellie Ross, they're a 3-1 record. I mean, what are your thoughts been on the girls' tennis program so far this season? They're looking like they're going to have another strong season.
Yeah, they're definitely looking like they have another strong season. They finished a match last night with Syosset, who they lost to in the county championship last year, and they defeated them 5-2, so that's a great sign. They're playing great. Last weekend, they took place in like a Half Hall Hills Invitational. So Half Hall Hills put together the best teams from Nassau, the best teams from Suffolk, the best teams from Westchester, and then they brought in St. Anthony's from the Catholic side of it. And if it wasn't for some rain on Sunday, Port would have won the whole invitation. We were in the championship last week. So that's a really good sign for us competing with the best of the best in New York State. So we're really excited about the program and everyone that's part of that.
Great team. And then I also want to jump into the boys' soccer team. They're 2-2 with victories coming against Hempstead and Valley Stream. Sean Ernst, senior captain, playing phenomenal, scored a winning penalty last night. It seems like every year this team is able to, you know, grit out some wins, great season, get to the playoffs. I think I want to ask, you know, what's special about this soccer team this year? Because I feel like the senior group is very united, and that can help, you know, build the team, as you know, from lead them up. If you have a strong core and a strong, you know, mental health and a strong group together, that you can perform well.
Yeah, strong leadership leads to wins.
Right.
When the leaders succeed on a team, everyone does. And we have a huge – so boys soccer has probably one of the bigger senior classes of any teams out of the whole year. I think they have, like, 16 seniors on the team.
Wow.
So they have a lot of leadership, and when you have a lot of leadership on the team, when things don't go your way, you can turn it around a lot more easier than if you had some underclassmen that don't have that experience, and that's what they're doing. So they had a tough loss, then they come back and win. They had a tough loss, then they come back and win last night. So Saturday afternoon they play a tough game in Valley Stream Central. We're expecting great things out of them this year.
Absolutely, and I think another special thing about the soccer team is you have a lot of athletes on the team as well. Cifarelli, Suarez, two extremely athletic kids, and Suarez is coming off an injury, so just someone to keep an eye on in the upcoming games and have another dimension to the squad.
And then we're going to jump to girls' soccer. I mean, they have a lot. Talk about another great senior group. Seniors Lola Gillen and Emily Burson named to the Newsday High School Sports Top 100 team. Their record is 1-1-2, but they've been playing hard every game. They've been fighting. And like the boys' soccer team, they also have a united group of seniors. The girls have been playing with each other since they were little. I mean, what are your thoughts so far with the girls' soccer team?
Girls' soccer, they are playing great. They're just not capitalizing on playing that great. So they know it. They've been working at it. But we see them neck and neck. Syosset's one of the better teams on Long Island out of, you know, Nassau and Suffolk, and we played them to 0-0 to halftime. So we're super proud of the girls. It's a long season. We're early in the season, so they're gonna get it right. No doubt. I know we have a lot of faith in Coach Broussard and the girls. So nothing but positive things ahead for the girls' soccer team.
I feel like the record doesn't really reflect how much effort they've put in, and I know that up to the season, they will definitely continue to be strong and get more wins. And then also jumping into the boys' cross-country team, they are, you know, 2-2 so far, clean sweep of top 7. Joe Aselta, first points for the class of 2023. We're going to add that in there because it's important. And then Max Morrow, Will Amity, running phenomenal at Bethpage for the 4K, times of 14:05 and 14:31. Seems like every year this team is getting out there and, you know, going well. Coach Claff, great job with this team. But I feel like the younger guys are just feeding off the energy from the older guys, and that's definitely contributing to more
success. Yeah, cross country, another team with incredible leadership, incredible coach in Coach Claflin. I'm not just saying that because he's sitting right in front of me. We expect our cross country. I said this to you guys yesterday. Like, we expect, no doubt, for us to continue to be dominant in the county. You know, we're perennial favorites, I think, looking at this early season, you know, to do well in October when it gets to the championship, the team championship, and then individual championship. When I look at like race like results at the end, and I just see like port, that's awesome. Like, that's what we love to see. So we're super proud of you guys.
I think absolutely. And then someone just to keep an eye on in the upcoming weeks, Mikey Capobianco, Mr. Clapp.
Yeah.
We could see some big performances out of him coming up.
But no, in all seriousness, the cross country team, I've been at practice every day, me and David. And, you know, just from top to bottom, even if you're not the fastest runner, there's guys picking you up. And when it's coming to stretches, warm ups, helping out the freshmen, it's a great team unit. And then when we meet at the race and we're talking before, giving advice, and then you just see the finish line, it's top seven all Port Washington.
Love it.
A great feeling. And we're going for the county again. And another team going for the county is the girls cross country team on the other side. We practice with them every day as well. We see their work. I mean, what have you seen out of the girls cross country team in their pursuit for another county champ as well?
So, yeah, they were conference champs last year. And I think that was the first conference championship in a little while for them. They brought back a lot of people from that team last year. They brought back some standouts that you know, did really well and then went up to the States. They brought some people over that performed really well in winter track and spring track. So we're expecting big things from them when we hit October. They're doing just as good as you guys when, you know, their finishes are like, Coach Cantwell was telling me the other day that like a perfect score. I'm like, perfect score. So we're super proud of them, and we're expecting big things when we hit October.
I mean, yeah, Eve Sifshire has been phenomenal. Same with Ashley Carrillo. And then another team that's been great is the boys volleyball team. They had an unfortunate loss last night to Massapequa 3-1. But they said that, you know, they thought that they had them, and when they come to Port, they're going to get a victory against them. But they've 3-0'd every other team that they've played. Seniors Dylan Epstein and Dylan Marvin have led the way with contributors such as Ryan Epstein, Cal Gober, Landon Brader. They've done phenomenal, and Zach Silfen as well.
Yeah.
So I think that this team, although falling short in the county championship last year, I think they're going to come back and win it this year, because from last night, they can do better than they did.
Yeah, so last night, they lost 4-1, I believe. And the last three were, the coach sent me, 28-26, 27-25, 25-23. So it's neck and neck,
yeah,
with the team that they lost to in the county championship, neck and neck in the county championship. So what I explained to coach, I said, you know, when we go back to like the lead 'em up stuff, lead 'em up is not going to turn a team that like was 0-8 and turn them into county champions. But is it going to take a team that was like just on the brink of winning a county title over the line? It could, and we were just as close as it gets. So then we go into the reigning county champs last night, and we have another close match, and it doesn't go our way. But I think that'll help the boys as we get further into the season, like facing adversity and know how to come back from it. So we're expecting big things out of Coach Rossler. We brought in Coach Lopez. Steven Lopez was a part of the last county championship team that Port had. I think it was 2013. So we brought him in as an assistant this year. So we're really excited for the rest of the boys volleyball team.
Absolutely. And kind of just bouncing off that, I think it's kind of easy to beat a team once. It's a little hard to beat a team twice, and I think it's almost impossible to beat a team three times.
Very rare.
I think that's something that definitely goes in favor of the boys, and something to just keep in mind in the upcoming months when the boys get a rematch with all these difficult opponents. And then kind of just moving on to girls volleyball. 3 wins so far, a dominant 3-0 win, a complete 180 from last year. Rachel Haggerty, obviously the standout player. Stroud, what can we expect from this awesome girls volleyball
team?
So
girls volleyball, dominating across the way. They've only they've gone 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. I think one of the matches they went 3-1. So we were in the county semis last year. We had a road victory against Baldwin in the county finals. So then after the season, we find out that we were getting moved to the conference below us. And we took that with a chip on our shoulder. And now we're going into every single team we face, and we expect to win, and we expect to dominate. We expect to be conference champions, and we expect to do really, really well when we get to the county championship. I see a determination in the girls at practice. They're working very, very hard. It's methodical at practice, what they're going through, their steps. So super excited for Coach Bruno and Coach Giordano and the rest of the girls and how they're going to do this year.
Yeah, that's amazing, obviously, to see student-athletes with a chip on their shoulder, just going for the wins every day. Girls field hockey, they're still searching for their first win, but like boys and girls soccer, they have a very united group of determined seniors. They've been practicing hard. We've seen them as, you know, me and David have been running past them for the cross-country course. What do you think the key is for them to, you know, find their footing and collect their first win of the season?
Yeah, watched the game the other night. It was, I know the girls are disappointed, and when you're disappointed in losses, it shows that it means something to you, and I know it means a lot to the girls, and I know they're going to get it right. They have a big matchup today against North Shore. We're recording this on Friday. I don't know when it's going to come out, but we're expecting a great finish for them. They were in the county finals last year. That's another team that went as close as you can get to winning a county championship. They were double overtime loss to Massapequa. So as close as you can get. So we're expecting another great finish this season. They, like you guys said, they have a united group of some determined seniors. So we know they're going to get it right. We know they're going to right the ship.
Absolutely. I know we can expect that. They've got a great group of seniors, some great coaches, and obviously some great leadership from Lead 'Em Up and yourself. And I think they have all the resources to put on a nice run to end the season. And then kind of finishing up with girls swimming and diving, a sport that sometimes gets overlooked because of the 4 a.m. practice schedule and other factors and the home matches that feel like they're away. But they're 3-0 after an 85-79 win over Bethpage. What can we expect from the swimming and diving? And just give everybody an update for anyone who's a little bit unaware.
Yeah, so what's really cool about swimming and diving is we have, when I asked Coach Lennon, who are our leaders on swimming and diving, he's like, across the board, we have some senior leaders, we have junior leaders, we have sophomore leaders. They had a bunch of girls from Weber come up that are performing really, really well, that are in 7th grade and 8th grade. So we have like 12 and 13-year-old girls performing very, very well on the varsity team, so spread out across the spectrum, across the grades. So swimming and diving always does really, really well as we get towards the end of the season, especially in the individual competitions. We often have some like division champs. We have some all division and some all conference swimmers and divers. So we're excited to see them compete as we get into later on in the season.
100%. Another great program at Schreiber. And before we wrap it up, I just want to hear your final thoughts about Schreiber's fall athletics as a whole. I mean, what are your expectations as a whole? Obviously, you brought in Lead 'Em Up. A lot of positive vibes on campus. What can you kind of say about fall athletics so far?
Yeah, so I don't want to say COVID is over, but we're back to normal. So we're back to great atmospheres at all of our games. We want all of our fans out there. So that means the students in the stands. We want parents in the stands. We want community members in the stands. We're going to kind of be rolling out. So this is, I guess this would be like breaking news. We're going to kind of roll out some theme nights for some of our home football games. So we're going to have some theme nights. We have next week's Pride in Port. So next Saturday. The week after that is we have a 2 o'clock game against Farmingdale. That's youth football day in Port Washington. But we're going to have a theme night for the fans there. Then we have two Friday night games, one against Massapequa, one against East Meadow. Both of those will have theme nights. We'll roll those out. So we want great atmospheres at our games. We're expecting big things from all of our teams. We're expecting us to do well on the field, do well off the field, be leaders in and out of the classroom and on the field, and you know, courts and all that. So great things ahead. Great things ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, Strat, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Wait for what's coming up. And everyone stay in touch. And expect some wins.
We'll do a recap show in November after we win 100 county championships.
That's right.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.